Let my tree bear good fruit so I can be used by you.
You are hearing this song, Used by You, from my dear friends, Tori and Shauna. You can find their latest album, Share Your Love, Volume 2, wherever you stream your favorite songs. I'm recording once again from my studios here in Hilliard, Ohio, powered by The Spot Athletics. I can't wait for you to meet today's guest. Thank you for listening. Make sure to like, share on all your platforms. For now, let's get into today's episode. All right, everybody, welcome back to Unscripted from my studios in Hilliard, Ohio, powered by The Spot Athletics. Exciting day today. We've got a little announcement to make, but guys, I'm going to let you introduce yourself. Adric, why don't we start with you?
I'm Major Phillips. I went to Hilliard Davidson, played football at Hilliard Davidson. I go to Rock City Church, and I lead worship at the Potter's House.
There you go. Seth, how about you?
Yeah, my name is Seth Gardner. I also graduated from Hilliard Davidson last year, and I also go to Rock City. So, yeah.
All right, let me go ahead and make the announcement. Let's just get it out of the way right at the beginning. So the guys are on today, one, to tell their story, but two, to talk about the fact that the Unscripted Collective is very honored to help launch a brand new podcast that my guys are doing called Seeking His Kingdom First. You can find that on Spotify and very soon other podcast platforms. It's so new that we don't even have it out on everything yet, but it will be. I'm proud of you guys listening to your first two episodes in. Really proud of you both and proud of what you're doing and why you're doing it. That's the big thing. So it's an honor for us to partner with you, whatever that looks like, whatever that means. It's an honor for us to have you be part of the Unscripted family. So thank you for joining the family and being a part of what we're going to do. And we look forward to it. So that's our big announcement. We just got it right out of the way at the beginning. But now let me ask you guys some questions and let our audience know why it is such an honor for us to partner with you. So first off, Seth, let's just start with you. Start at the beginning. Just tell us a little bit about you. I know you went to Davidson, Hilliard guy. Let our audience know who you are.
Yeah. So, I think I'll start out with the most important thing about me, and that is that I'm a follower of Christ. And that's part of the reason why I've wanted to start this podcast, Seeking His Kingdom First. You guys probably are wondering who His is, His being Jesus Christ. So that's the most important thing about me. I would say that that's kind of my rooted identity. You know, I've played sports throughout the years, and I found that you can't really put your identity into a particular sport or even academics or anything that you're doing, because eventually there will come a day where that will come to pass. So I put my identity in something that doesn't come to pass. So that's a little bit about me. Did track in high school. Discus was my main event that I did. I played football for a little bit of time, not too long, but I played basketball, used to play basketball, but ended up leaving that. So those are some of the sports that I played. Now I'm in college. I'm kind of figuring out still what I'm trying to go into. I'm kind of on the business route right now. So, yeah.
There you go. How about you?
Yeah, man. So, you know, as you guys know, I went to Hilliard Davidson, played football all 4 years, the Cub Scouting. So I have a lot of, you know, experience in Hilliard and just, you know, with Rock City and just knowing people and connections. That's why I met you. So, yeah, a little bit about me. I'm a follower of Christ. I have a calling to be a pastor, and I've had this calling since I was 7 years old. And ever since then, I've pursued that calling. It's come to me, and the Lord has really been using me throughout the years in ministry and just, you know, doing even, you know, this podcast and on TikTok page. It was just something that the Lord laid on my heart this last couple of years to just speak. And through my calling that I have that authority to speak, that's just been what I've been pursuing lately. And it brings me joy. I've seen it's bringing other people joy. And I have my brother Seth, and we've just been in this mission the last couple of years, just really seeking His kingdom first. And that's what God has been just laying on our hearts lately, just chasing after the lost, you know. So a little bit about me.
We're on audio, so people can't see the joy and expressions on your faces, but we're recording via video, and I get to see that. So I need everybody to pause this podcast right now and go find this podcast, Seeking His Kingdom First, on whatever platform you're listening on. I need you to go do that right now, and I need you to give it a follow. that's one of the reasons why my guys are on today is because we want to put wind in their sails. And I will tell you, they're, like I said, two episodes in, I have listened to them. And what I appreciate is the authenticity. That's a big word, man. That's a big word from a guy from Cleveland. I got that one right. It was authenticity, the raw nature, the real, honest nature that you guys shared on. You're only two episodes in and you're already really putting yourselves out there, putting your stories out there for people to appreciate, and you're going to be successful. I know it. So again, if you're listening and you're still listening and you haven't paused it yet, I need you to pause and go follow my guys and then come back and listen to the rest of the episode. But I appreciate you guys. Really, I do. And I appreciated listening to your stories. Let me dive into that. Episode two, you know, like I said, you talked a little bit about mental health and things like that. And I'm a guy that appreciates the honesty of the fact that we live in a world now where people can say, I've dealt with mental health issues. Mm-hmm. I really appreciate that you guys mentioned that. Do you guys want to talk about that so people understand, hey, we're real. Like, this is who we are, but we love Jesus, right? So you want to cover a little bit about that?
That's really big. Lately, we really, through Seeking His Kingdom First, we like to talk a lot about testimony. We believe in the power of testimony. Seth, he can take this because this is his testimony. So Seth, you want to take that?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, we highlighted that in the last podcast. Actually, kind of in both podcasts, really, because I believe that that's important in today's generation. It's a struggle that I think a lot of people go through, and it's starting to be vocalized more and more in our culture, but I think we still got a lot of work to do. And my personal testimony is that I've battled with like anxiety as well as depression, and kind of just at a point of like taking medication, really finding true peace, because maybe my mind would be at peace, but my soul still was looking for something to fill me with peace. And like the Bible says, He gives us a peace that surpasses all understanding. And so my life could be in ruins. There could be a multitude of things going on in my life, and I could still have peace if it's rooted in Christ. And that's kind of what we tried to highlight in the podcast, because I think it's the year 2023, going through COVID and everything in the world today, right, a lot of people are looking for that peace. So trying to just give people that hope that peace can be found in somebody. So
I say this humbly, the leader of our team struggle with this every day, every morning, every day and every morning. I think I want to ask you guys, like, it doesn't go away, you know, but I think it does get better, or at least there's hope. I think we all need hope. And so those of us that do struggle with anxiety and mental illness or any of those things, anybody listening, you know, I think they know it. I've talked about it on multiple podcasts before as myself. I think there's hope. And that's the one thing we all need is hope. And our hope is in Christ. Our hope is in a day when we don't have to get up and battle anymore. A day when I don't have to pick up my backpack full of rocks. Right. And right. Carry it around. And I think a lot of people listen and probably know what we're talking about. We, you know, they know, at least I know. So I appreciate you guys.
Right. Yeah. I mean, definitely like that analogy that you used of like the heaviness, waking up every day with that, when you realize that somebody else can carry some of that weight for you,
right?
You don't have to carry all that weight on your own. Mm-hmm. It takes a lot of the burden off your shoulders. So yeah, for sure.
Yeah, I appreciate it. And I hopefully people will appreciate that. So what can they expect when they come to the podcast? I know you guys got dreams. We've talked about them offline, you know, in a couple of different calls that we've had. But for our audience, what can they expect? What's your dreams for your podcast to become and be?
Yeah, that's a good question. My dream for our podcast is that when people come on, that they see just two people just being real, that are expressing like, hey, like, there are real issues, there are real struggles, and there is somebody that is able to solve those real issues and those real troubles. And it's not man, and it's not flesh, and it's God. And I want to just really, like, I believe, I talked about that earlier, I truly believe in the power of testimony. Mm-hmm. The Bible, we read the Bible, it's a book, but it's a story of people's lives. We read the story of Jonah knowing what happens in the end. we know that he gets out of the belly of the whale and he speaks to the Nineveh, and we know how the story ends, but Jonah didn't know that the story was going to end. He was in the belly of a whale. He thought he was going to die. And that's just the same story in our lives.
Right.
When we're facing trials and tribulations of many kinds, we don't know that there's an end, but we can have hope in somebody that has completed it when he said it is finished on the cross. And that is our hope. And I wanted to, like, that's what we want to share with the world, that there is hope in the trials, in the tribulations. And that's the power of testimony that I believe. And that's what I want people to see when they see our podcast.
Man, that's such a good point. See, you guys are going to be so successful because that's a really good point. I've never thought of it that way. We do know, and we read the stories, and we know that Jonah got out of the whale and everything was good. And, you know, 40 days in the desert, and we know how that one ends. And, you know, when I read scripture, I get frustrated with people sometimes because I'm like, man, you know, he just took you through the Red Sea. You just saw the Red Sea part. And next thing you know, you're making an idol, you know, but man, we're no different. Mm-hmm. No different. And I love what you just said. I love what you just said. I'm saying that again, because I love what you said, that we know how their story ends. We have the benefit of having the Netflix series and skipping to episode 7, right?
Yep.
I think in our lives, man, one of the things I believe so much is that the God of our mountain is the God of our valley.
Mm.
And we love to give him a shout out on the mountain. But boy, and honestly, we cry to him in the valley, but he's the same God. You know, you lead worship, you guys know he's the same God in both places. I don't know that we always treat him the same in both places. So I really love what you just said, man. That's good stuff. And I think that if people can count on that kind of stuff on a podcast, it's going to be rich. That'll preach, brother. Seth, what are your goals for the podcast?
Well, I'll start out with the number one goal I'm trying to get people to open their eyes to is seeking his kingdom first. And the reason why we titled the podcast that is because Matthew 6:33, where it says, but seek first the kingdom of righteousness, kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. And so I think in a generation where a lot of people are seeking pleasure, money, fame, right? Because we got TikToks, social media, fame is accessible nowadays. We're trying to get people to realize that seeking his kingdom first is the most fulfilling thing, because you may not be famous in the world's eyes, but like, I think it's Toby. I don't know if it's Toby Mac, but there's an artist I really like. He sings a song. He says, I don't need my name in lights. I'm famous in my father's eyes. So
that's
what we're trying to get people to pursue, is pursue the kingdom, not this kingdom, but the kingdom. So yeah,
that's good.
One of my favorite songs from back in my day is by a group called Petra. You guys have never heard of, I bet. But they said, some may call me foolish, some may call me odd, but I'd rather be a fool in the face of man than the fool in the eyes of God. And man, that'll preach too. Like, if you think about that, you know, especially, and I appreciate this about you guys too. You guys are many miles back further than I am on the freeway of life. You're both young and your whole life's ahead of you. But I think you're living in a generation that is addicted to fame and content and TikToks and Snap, Instagram Reels. I mean, that's the world you were born into. And it is very easy to become obsessed with ourselves. And I appreciate that you guys are deflecting right away. Don't ever lose that. And I would say that we live in a world that's really crazy right now, man. We're living in a world that's the content and the data that we're getting from every side is just toxic. Politically, You name it. I'll go all the way down the list. You name whatever it might be. And I worry about where we are in the world, but I have hope for this world because, well, first of all, I know how the book ends. Not to go back to what you said. I know how the story ends, but I also have hope that two young men are committed to putting themselves and their stories and their lives out there for a generation that really needs to hear it. We need to make more positive inputs into this world, guys, if we have any chance.
Sure.
All right. So you already launched. It's out there. If you had one dream, and I'll ask both of you, if you had one dream for this podcast, what would it be?
That's a good question. I think that my ultimate dream is a little bit bigger, but my short end dream is that one person reaches out to us after listening to our podcast and tells us that because they listened to our podcast, we made an impact on their life, whether that be their struggles with mental health or that they couldn't find peace. They turned on our podcast. They found a little bit of peace, found a bit of, what they were looking for. So I'm just hoping to hear from one person. That's really what this is about. It's not about reaching the masses. It's just finding, and you mentioned this too. I really liked what you said, was you said for the one and also for the one. So like we're doing it for God ultimately, but we're also doing it for the one person that's listening on the other side who needs to hear what we're saying. So yeah.
Love it.
That's good. Yeah. I mean, off of that, I want to, my big goal is to hear well done. My good. I'd rather be faithful than successful. And that's kind of what I want to see is just, I want to be faithful with what God has given me, but we want to be for the one. I think that's something big. You know, we hear the story of the lost sheep and the shepherd that seeks that lost sheep. He comes home and he rejoices for that lost one. And that's what we want to be is for the one. That's my goal in my spirit. That's my goal.
But you guys have an awesome mission statement. Both of your hearts are in the right place and you keep them there and God's going to honor it. I think I told you this on one of our calls offline as well, is, you know, see if I don't throw open the blessings. Trust me in this. You know, he does say that. He says, trust me in this. It had to do with the tithe, but I think it applies to anything in our life. Trust me in this and see if I don't throw open so much blessing that you won't know what to do with it. And I'm taking it way out of context. That's the Aaron version, the AV version of the Bible. You're not going to find that in the Message or any other version. But anyway, you know what I mean. And I do trust him in that. I've lived my whole life that way. Well, not my whole life, but I try to live by the fact that he does say, trust me in that. And you know, he does know our hearts. And man, I'm just proud of you guys. I hope people that have listened will be as well. And we'll, you know, follow you and all those kind of things. So let me ask you, we have work to do. So we are jumping the gun a little bit and these guys know I'm all gas, no brakes. And so we said, let's go. So we're going to put this bike together while we ride it downhill, but so to speak. But for today, where can people get in contact with you? Do you have some place they can reach out to you and contact you?
Yes. So a couple places. We have an Instagram page, which is correlates to our podcast. It is Seeking His Kingdom First. However, the username with one ST was taken. So we have two S's. So it's Seeking His Kingdom. And then First is one SST. They can find us on Instagram. And if they want to, they can shoot us a direct message. Or even if they want to comment on one of our posts, they can. Or just give us a follow. We're on there. And then we're also on TikTok. And on TikTok, we secured the username Seeking His Kingdom First without the one ST. So we're just one ST on there. Seeking His Kingdom First, one ST, not one SST, which is Instagram. But we're on TikTok and Instagram. We may move on to Twitter soon. And our email right now is just my email, which is SethGardner975. Gardner, Seth, SETH, Gardner, GARDNER. 975@gmail.com. They can reach us out on there if they want to as well.
Awesome. All right. So you guys all have the links. They'll be in this post as well on the website, on my website. You can always reach out to me, Aaron@AaronConrad.com. If you have any questions or you need to get in touch with the guys, I will make sure we get it to them. Guys, I'm proud of you. I've said that multiple times and I mean it, genuinely mean it. And I know as you continue to evolve and grow, and this podcast evolves and grow, I know you're in it for the long haul. I've talked to you guys. We've had calls offline. I've mentioned it a few times, but I want people to know, you know, podcasting is a hard business. If you want to call it a business, a hobby, whatever you want to call it, it's not easy. It's not for the faint of heart. And that's why so many get in and they get out, because they just realize it's lonely, especially when you're putting content out that you just don't know where it lands. I love where your hearts are. I love that you're both doing it for the one and for the one. And I love that you've allowed me to just coach you a little bit, man. That's such an honor for me. I'm, I don't know if I'm doing the right thing, but I'm trying. So,
but thank you, man. Thank you.
We thank you very much for that.
All right. So everybody's got their homework to do. We've got homework to do on our side. Let me say one more thing. Give these guys grace. Okay. They're just getting started. And again, I'm all gas, no brakes. And so don't expect, you know, when I started, people gave me a ton of grace because I didn't have a microphone. I don't even know if it was good, but people would still log in and listen. Give my guys a little grace while they continue to just find their footing and find their message and find their rhythms. That's part of podcasting. And so stick with it. Give them a follow. Give them grace while they get their footing. But I know where they're headed, and I'm real proud to be a part of it and partner with them. Well, we have our homework. Our listeners, you got your homework too. Go give them a follow on all the platforms as they become available. Thanks, guys. Love you. Appreciate you. Thanks for letting us partner with you.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Thank you for listening to the latest episode of the Unscripted Podcast. Please remember to like and share. We'll be back soon with another amazing guest. But until then, remember to live each day unscripted.